Well, I've got to the hospice program yet. They got home health. So I'm actually, they actually just discharged me today from the ward because my wife's insurance ended today. And then Friday, they're re-signing me back up under the VA.
Coverage change happens all the time. That's another piece of the country we need to fix.
Yeah, I just wish everybody had decent coverage. I'm telling you, it's crazy. My mother-in-law is about 10 years older than I am, but she pays more for her insurance, even with Medicare and Medicaid. It's stuff that she does that I do.
And I got to jump off. But yeah, I'll be in touch over email and voice. So, yeah, get better. And I will say 73s. KO4ZEW, clear.
Talk to you later, sir. Floyd, if I didn't say goodbye 73 to you too, sir, you're probably almost over. You're getting your daughter or something picked up. So, KA3JCA.
TAN4ZLK.
KA3JCA.
I wanted to jump in here real quick and say hello. You're getting harder and harder to talk to. You get pretty popular there, which I'm happy to hear that. So I just took that little break to say hello, and I've got maybe two more turns of the microphone, and I'll be back to the building. Go ahead, Patrick, N4ZLK.
Jump in and say hello. Had to jump out real quick there a minute ago and kind of rudely just had to leave the conversation. Didn't like doing that.
Sir Patrick, we understand there, sir. Good shade. It was definitely a pleasure hearing you there. Yeah, I'm not trying to, I don't want to hog up the repeater, but I tell you what, being able to reach out and talk to people when you're confined to a room and a bed in four walls, I tell you what, it just brightens my day that I can get out here and have a conversation with people.
Well, part of what this hobby is about, so I'm glad it's able to work out that way for you. I hate that you're there, but it is good to hear you, and it makes my day. I learn a lot just listening. I've just listened to all the different conversations. I learned some things, and it's a lot of fun. Make sure you say hello to Sally. I know she's out right now, but hope you guys have a good evening. And I'll turn it over to Patrick. I'll be in here for one more. N4ZLK.
Around too much longer. I'm pulling into my last stop, but like I said, I didn't want to jump out and apologize for that, jumping out rudely.
Yeah, Patrick, I was talking to Chandler earlier, and I told him to tell Patrick, referring to the Patrick that works for BridgeCom. Patrick actually lives in Lexington and works for BridgeCom, and he's going to be running the booth up there at Shelby. And so when I talked to him earlier, I told him to tell Patrick I couldn't make it because of my health, and we were joking around about what are they going to get, like hats and T-shirts or apparel. And he was joking and said he hadn't even got a hat from the company yet. And apparently, I guess they're getting a lot of inquiries for that because I used to collect hats. So, alrighty, over to you, Shane, KA3JCA. And I know that's your last go around, so we'll say 73 there and let you finish up with Patrick. And then Patrick and I will pick it up, KA3JCA.
KB2HXS, sorry, too fast.
Now, who is that? It went by too fast. I couldn't hear it. And it's my turn. Anyway, good afternoon, Dave. Yeah, 73 Richard. Good to hear you. I'm about back to the building. Patrick, I'm sorry that I slowed you up today and made you work later, but I enjoyed it. And I'll turn it to Dave and 4ZLK. Go ahead, Dave, 73.
Okay, Shane. I said that fast purposely for you because I heard you in there. This is KB2HXS, heading towards GER. Good evening, Patrick. Pick it up.
Somebody else keeps you in line. That's a full-time job. Shane, that was a good one. And, fellas, I'm pulling into my last stop here, and you didn't make me late, Shane. You put me back on schedule. So, hey, it's good to talk to you today. Fellas, I'll be out for a few minutes. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now.
KO4WWZ, back in. Patrick, KA3JCA. Chandler, I'll let you pick it up. And I think the other guy in here is Dave.
Would that be Dougie, a former DJ Dougie, or KF4NXY?
Wrong on both counts. KB2HXS here. Mobile. Heading back home. Just coming, I just passed the airport on 101. Heading towards Gurr. Anyway, yeah, I'll be in for a few more minutes, and I gotta hit the bank and hit the house.
Give me just a second. KA3JCA, did you tell Patrick what we was discussing before I had to get off the radio?
Figured we'd do it later.
Sounds good to me. Well, fill me in on what you guys are talking about, because I missed the conversation for a little bit.
We were talking about DMR, and Lloyd's going to get up with me. Him and I had talked before, and he lives right down the street from me, so he doesn't want that down the street, but down the road, down Highway 14 a ways from me, but it's still within driving distance, like a mile or so. So we're going to try to hook up and answer any of his questions real quick on DMR. So I'm going to let you guys two pick it up here a second. My daughter has some questions I need to take care of about her car, and I will get back with you, KA3JCA.
Let's see if I have this. KA3JCA, I believe it is. I'm gonna back out. I'm at the bank right now with Chandler. I'll be back in a few minutes, either here or I'll be back. I'm gonna pass it over to you for now. KB2HXS will be stepping out for a few minutes.
Roger that. KO4ZEW, are you still on Christensen? KO4WWZ, no.
I did 2 years a night, so I didn't like it.
Years? Good. Lord, God bless your soul.
Mother did 50 years of nights at the mill.
Well, let me say this. You two are some tough cookies.
Our rumor has it you like that new radio.
Still got a lot to learn about how to use it, but man, I felt really good today. I made contacts in both Australia and France.
Yeah, it's pretty cool how they all speak English, right?
I had a difficult time understanding the guy from France. I guess it was due to his accent. I wasn't blaming him for that. He's just, he don't know how to speak English like we do. No one else in a different country does. They do the best they can, and that's what they do. And I just did my best to listen to as much of what I can comprehend and reply back in the best way possible.
Yep, I know I've listened to him when I'm on HF and that, and then you can figure out their call sign and everything, and it's a little easier to talk to them.
Today.
I worked at 4, got home about 5, Mama had dinner ready, so we ate dinner, and now I'm out here in the field walking the dog.
So I take it you have a lot of land?
No division, but right behind my house is a big field and a couple of baseball fields, and we go out in the field and walk.
Roger that. I was about to say, we need to come up there at your place and have a field day.
It's her property.
phone too. WTZ for ID with KA3JCA and KN4PSW. I think he'll be back in a few minutes. He had to answer some questions for his daughter. Richard, if you're still listening, tell her to, if she's close to Bakersfield, use a man named Johnny at Bakersfield Tire. He is a very trustworthy mechanic. Alright, Ken. What you gonna do this weekend?
Saturday, I'm probably going to see if Richard can help me understand my any tone and get me fixed up there. Then I got to, if it rains some, I got to cut the grass and that. And I got a long weekend. I'm off on Monday, so that'll be nice.
Good. You know the Shelby Ham Fest this Saturday, right?
Conserve some money. There's nothing that I have to. I've just stuffed it, would be nice. And so right now, I'll just wait.
Well, I'm planning on driving up to see people, so I thought I would invite you.
Appreciate it, Annette, but I better stay close to you. I want to learn a little bit about this DMR radio and be able to work my way through it a little bit, because Andrew and Patrick both are learning. I don't need to get left behind as old as I am.
Not that old.
No.
I don't think anyone would blame you on that.
Any more years so that my wife has, so that we both actually have insurance till at least I get of Medicare age anyway.
Insurance is important. Especially nowadays, it's not easy to pay for medical bills.
See that right now. Now when you get to be our age, you know what I mean? Things don't work as good as they do, and you got to get them checked out every so often.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm 23 years old and I have a slew of medical issues.
3 years on you.
I know. Easy to say, we all have our issues and we all need to go to the doctor every now and then.
Yeah, I ain't been in several years.
We got prostate exam. That's hilarious.
Tonight, since you don't have to work tonight.
I am picking up food at Applebee's for my mom. Speaking of that, I need to check my text real quick. Hold on just a sec.
This is KO4 BWQ.
BWQ, you have Kilo Oscar 4 Whiskey Zulu and KN4 TFW. Go ahead, sir.
Night. I'm sitting here just kind of eavesdropping on you, I guess. And I should have got one of those new Anytone radios.
I both got that 878.
I picked up one of those several months ago, and it's amazing how far. I mean, I've talked to South Korea, over in Europe, and it's amazing how well those things get out.
I don't mind too much on the DMR digital yet. A little bit, but not much. But that's what I'm talking on right now. KN4TFW. The name here is Ken.
Hey, Ken, this is Jimmy down in Anderson, KO4BWQ. Like I said, I kind of picked this hobby up when I retired last year.
I figured I ain't retired yet, but I figured it'd be a good thing to keep my mind sharp and to do while I was, when I go into retirement.
Yeah, it's funny. The first thing I did when I retired is I went out and bought me a CB radio and put a big antenna out back. I kind of went through that phase, and then I started talking on the UHF, VHF, and it's just so much cleaner. It's just amazing. and I went and bought me one of those Yaesu DX-10s. I've been playing with it a little bit on 10 meters. I did go ahead and get my General so I can go ahead and get on 20 and 40 meters. I just, being lazy, haven't done it yet.
Here's my thing about CD. I just don't like how people act on there sometimes. One minute they'll pretend to be your friend and the next they're not. For the dumbest reasons. I like amateur radio a lot better than I like CD. It's really fun. Everyone here on the 610 machine is always friendly and willing to talk to you. It's a great hobby. And if you're getting that Anytone 878, I love DMR. I'm loving DMR.
Flax here lately. I haven't been on the radio too much. My daughter, she moved back home, and when she moved out, I kind of moved all my radios in her old bedroom, and when she moved back, I kind of got booted out of my radio shack.
I've had my General since like 2019, and on HF, I'm up to like 68 countries on voice. I don't do any CW or any digital modes yet, just straight voice, so I've really enjoyed it. About 1,000 contacts.
Honey, when I first got my radio, I was talking to the guy that I was buying the radio from, and he got talking about CW. And I'm going, that's the dumbest thing I ever heard. But the more I look into it, the more I kind of check it out, it looks like it might be kind of fun. So I'm thinking about maybe going and picking me up a key and playing with it a little bit, see if I could learn it, because I'd be getting my General first, because I thought it was going to learn.
More people do CW than talk on the radio on voice.
A lot of them. I played with the FDA a little bit. It's like you say, when you retire, the radios, I tell my wife all the time, it's more about keeping my mind busy than it is the radios themselves. But I've been on a lot of nice people on the radios too. I've got some of my friends that are close friends now. I've actually met them on the radio.
Here.
When I first started this thing, when I was putting up that CB antenna, there's a guy across the street over here, and he's got towers all over his yard, this, that, and the other. And I went to the website to find out where all the ham operators were, and I found out who he was, and I pulled up his yard one day. I looked at him, I said, "You're John." He kind of looked at me cross-eyed and goes, "Yeah, who are you?" I went, "Well, I'm putting an antenna up. It looks like something you might know something about." And he goes, "Do you want a beer?" And we've been good friends ever since.
I just had the trees cut down in my backyard, so I had to take my my wire down, and I put up a MFJ2104, and that thing's been doing really, really good for me on HF.
Bought me an in-pad 40 meter, and I know that's 20, 40, and 10, I think, and I put it up, but my radio seems to do best. I've got a stereo tornado for some 11 meter CB antenna, and I get, it's quieter than my in-pad is, so I've been real amazed. It's funny how this stuff works. It's not supposed to work, but it does.
Right.
I told my wife, I've got a homeowners association here in the neighborhood that I live in. I said, if I put a 25-foot pole up in the backyard, I said, the homeowners association, they may say something. I said, but if I put a purple marlin house on top of that pole and then run my wire to it, I said, nobody's going to say, be any the wiser. And it's been up for, close to a year now. Nobody said anything.
Inverted V. And I couldn't even see it from the road in the subdivision, and I knew where it was.
That's probably one of my next big things. I need to get me some type of HF antenna. I've been looking at those Gap Titans, because I don't really have any big trees in my yard, so I've got some spruce trees I might be able to make work, but I'm thinking about maybe getting one of those Titans. I've heard good things about it.
When I was looking for an antenna, but I wanted something that had a little bit of direction to it where I could, kind of aim it and get a little more power to where I wanted it to be. I'm only running 100 watts and that, but I've been able to break up some pileups and get in there, so that's all that matters.
That's kind of like saying, sometimes, you know, it's getting in there to them. And a lot of those guys you're talking to, especially down in Costa Rica and down that way, I mean, they're running, you know, 1,500 watts.
Yeah. Antennas, so they'll be able to hear you.
And plus, a lot of them are sitting right there on the ocean, too. Somebody told me that salt water is one of the best antennas you can have.
KN4 KFW.
Yeah, something about the salt water and the minerals in the water make a good ground plane, and that's what I've always heard. Because I know I went to a little ham fest here in Anderson about a year back, and we was out there on the point, but all surrounded by water on three sides, and we were talking to Germany on just a little piece of wire.
It takes much if it's the right length, that's for sure. Chandler, you still asleep? Yeah.
Still here. I'm waiting for this food at the side, guys. I'm trying to figure out if the FCC is giving me my GMRS license ID yet or not. I hadn't gotten an email or anything from them. I think I did it on Thursday or Friday.
What's the advantage of getting your GMRS license? I've heard people doing it, but I haven't looked into it.
Basically, so you have 70 centimeter ham, and then, which is the upper portion of the 70 centimeter band, and the lower portions are GMRS. GMRS has repeaters like ham and stuff on 70 centimeters. The advantage is that you can pretty much use the entire 70 centimeter portion of the radio station. So, with GMRS, when you get your call sign, your entire family is allowed to use that call sign, not just you. So, you guys can use that call sign at any time.
70 meters, right? You can't use it on them, like 10 meters or anything like that.
That's an FRS that are channelized, and so you only have like 16 channels that you can use. But with the GMRS license, you're allowed to put a bit more wattage on some of those frequencies.
One thing I found out in the radio hobby, there's so many different things you can do. I mean, somebody told me it's a hobby of 1,000 hobbies, so you can do about anything you want to do with it.
Yeah, sure. Well, Jimmy and Chandler, I hate to go, but me and the puppet made it back to the house. So I'm going to say 7-3s, and you guys have an awesome evening, and it's good to talk to you guys, and I look forward to catching you again. KN4 TFW.
I've got my daughter moved back out, and now her fiance, he's kind of moved in her spot because he's going to college up here at Southern Wesleyan. So we kind of bored him, and they're going to get married next year, I guess. So, she got her house, and now he's staying here.
I see when I'm saying I made it back to the house.
I did.
All right, you guys have a good one. I'll catch you guys later. KN4 KFW.
This is KL4 BWQ.
KL4
BWZ. You've been on a radio channel. I know I've heard you on here before. I've heard a lot of these guys on here before.
I've been on the radio since March.
You're a pretty good bunch of guys on this repeater anyway. It's definitely one of the most active repeaters that I've heard.
It's also, I think, one of the oldest repeaters in the country.
Oh, that's kind of cool. I have to step out too. My daughter, she just come in and she's hollering at me. But I'll catch you on here the next day or so. We'll talk to you a little bit later. 73, this is KO4 BWQ.
That's 73, sir. Have a good day. KO4 WWZ, I'll be standing by for any station that would like to have a QSO. KO4 WWZ Mobile.